Amy Marcy Cheney Beach, or Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, as she came to be known, was born in 1867 in Henniker, New Hampshire. She was the first American woman to succeed as a composer of large-scale art music and was celebrated during her lifetime as the foremost woman composer in the United States. The precocious child that she was mentally composed her first piano pieces and later played them at age 4, as well as playing hymns by ear in 4-part harmony. She studied piano, harmony, and counterpoint and made a successful concert debut in Boston when she was 16. 2 years later, in 1885, she had a very busy year. In March, she made her first performance with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, playing the Chopin Piano Concerto in F. In June, she was taken to the doctor with a bruised finger, and in November of that year, Amy became that doctor's bride. Slightly older than Amy's own father, Dr. Henry H.A. Beach was a distinguished surgeon and physician and a widower. After her marriage to Dr. Beach, she curtailed her performing, as this was not a proper occupation for a married lady. What few concerts she played, she donated the fees to charity. Henry Beach wanted his wife at home. But to his credit, he encouraged and supported her composing. She became known professionally as Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, only changing her name to Amy Beach after Dr. Beach died in 1910. During her lifetime, she produced 300 works, including pieces for orchestra, chamber works, choral pieces, and songs. She had a virtuoso piano technique and an extraordinary memory. She was interested in philosophy and science and was fluent in German and French. As a composer, she could produce large-scale works in a few days. One of Amy Beach's most popular works is the one we're going to listen to, the Violin Piano Sonata in A Minor, composed in 1896 when she was 29 years old. We'll hear a fine performance of it by Joseph Silverstein, violinist, and Gilbert Kalish, pianist.